So as I chalice lighting words from the Venerable Thich-Nhat Hanh, remind us, water comes to us. I want to invite you to think about the ways you have experienced water in your life this summer. Maybe you went swimming, or boating, sailing, or kayaking, or paddleboarding, or rafting, or water skiing. Or maybe you took a walk by a river, or a stream, or a pond, or a lake. Or maybe you were lucky enough to make it to the ocean this summer and to play with the sea. Or maybe you watered your garden, or your patio plants, or you filled your pet's water bowl, or your bird bath. Or maybe you took a refreshing shower on a hot day. Or maybe you took a bubble bath. Maybe you played in your backyard sprinkler. The good news is that if you didn't get a chance to do something like this yet, there is still time to connect to the water in a warm summer way on a warm summer day before the seasons change. We are surrounded by water every day in our lives, whether we remember to pay attention to water, whether we remember to pay attention to the water that comes to us or not. The rains that we've had in Charlottesville this summer have certainly been a reminder of the presence of water in our lives and of its power, both to sustain and to destroy. In June, when our basement and the basements of many people in our neighborhood flooded, and our basement here at church flooded, I was reminded of water's power to move swiftly, to cause destruction, damage, and even the loss of life. Our siblings in Hawaii and Texas and Puerto Rico, and even west of town in Ivy, know this. We all know about water's power for both destruction and for sustaining life. Water sustains us, our very bodies. It hydrates us, it quenches our thirst. And as our siblings at Standing Rock remind us, water is life. Nearly 1 billion people on our planet lack access to safe water. 1 billion people. This morning, in our annual ceremony of water communion, we honor the sacred element of water. And for all the ways that we benefit from the water that comes to us, we say, thank you, amen, and blessed be.
Water is pretty awesome, isn't it? 50 to 60% of the human body is made up of water. Did you know that? 50 to 60%. And some 75%, three quarters of our planet, is covered by water. Some people say that we shouldn't have called the planet Earth, we should have called it water. Life on this planet, at least, began in the primordial oceans. And biologists and chemists believe that only water and carbon are necessary for life to arise. And not only is water necessary for life to arise, it's vital for life to continue. You can live for about a month without food, but only about 3 to 5 days without water. water is essential. Yet water has another kind of power, too. In chapter 78 of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu wrote, "Nothing is more soft and yielding than water. Yet in overcoming the solid and strong, nothing is better. It has no equal." Has anybody ever taken some water in your hand and then let it come through your fingers? So you know that it's a fluid. It flows out of your hands so easily, right? But if you've ever done a belly flop, how many of us have done a belly flop? Then you know it's not just fluid. It can be really, really hard, too. Even in its fluid and soft and yielding state, though, water is powerful. The Grand Canyon, which in places is as much as a mile deep, was formed by the Colorado River cutting through the solid rock of the Colorado Plateau. It took a while. 6 million years, give or take. But in a game of rock, paper, scissors, water will always win. So this morning, we're about to celebrate a ritual that Unitarian Universalist congregations around the country will also be celebrating as part of their in-gathering services. The water communion apparently began back in the 1980s, and we've been doing it here for a long, long time. We line up, each of us carrying a little container of water, and we pour our water into the common bowl. We do this, of course, to symbolize the kind of community we strive to create here, each of us bringing our own individual selves together, forming something more than any one of us alone. Yet the water itself adds to that symbol, because it turns out that coming together in community is essential, just as water is essential. Scientists tell us that people who don't have community can't sleep as well, have weakened immune systems, and higher levels of stress hormones. Children who grow up without strong communities are in poorer health 20 years later than their peers who did have wider connections. Loneliness can increase the risk of stroke by about a third, and it's as damaging to our health as smoking. Even our transcendentalist ancestor, Henry David Thoreau, knew the importance of community. During his experiment of living alone in the woods around Baldwin Pond, Thoreau would actually leave his 10 by 16 foot cabin and he'd go into Concord and have dinner with his friend Emerson. Being alone doesn't work. Community is essential. And like water, community is powerful. The cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead famously said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world." Indeed, she said, "It is the only thing that ever happens." The incomparable Reverend Dr. Pauli Murray once said, "One person plus a typewriter is a movement." And for those who need to know it, typewriter is like an ancient word processor. And while that in many ways is true, it's also true that the hundreds of thousands of people who participate participated in the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and a million or more who took part around the globe would have had far less of an impact if only one person had shown up. Although our fiscal year begins in July, this really feels like the beginning of the church year. Some of us have traveled during the summers, others stayed here, but were busy doing anything, a whole bunch of different things. And there were a lot of people who kept coming to church, more weeks than not. Yet the annual in-gathering water communion service feels like our coming back together. So as we come back together, readying ourselves for another year of trying to live our Unitarian Universalist principles, wanting to grow ourselves and make a difference in the lives of the people around us and help to heal the world, it's important that we remember just what it is we're signing up for. We are agreeing to bring our own individual selves and join with others in the creation of something that's larger than any of us on our own. Because community is essential for life. Because community is powerful.